Welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. The name AccuWeather has been associated over the decades with weather reporting on radio stations and television stations across the United States. But it's going to be put to use for something at MTSU that's a little more significant than traffic and weather on the 8s. It's all about public safety. It's all about warning the public in the event of a weather emergency and how that process is changing. Our guest today is Chief Buddy Pister, and Buddy will be right back to discuss how AccuWeather is going to become MTSU's latest partner after we hear these wonderful words from MTSUnews.com.
Here are a few of the stories now on MTSUnews.com, the university's news and information website. The experiential learning program at MTSU is beginning its sixth year, and the response from both faculty and students has increased dramatically since the program was implemented in the fall of 2006. The hands-on public service approach to learning started out with 54 faculty. Today, there are 168, and more than 5,000 students are enrolled in EXL classes. MTSU junior Eldridge Alexander, an electronic media major, is getting hands-on experience working in the mobile production truck with other students producing sports broadcasts on both ESPN3.com and CSS. And the MTSU Center for Popular Music is celebrating the university's centennial with an exhibit titled 1911, The Year in Song, including ragtime and a dance menagerie. For MTSU News Anytime, go to MTSUnews.com.
And we're back on MTSU on the Record with Chief Buddy Pister, Director of Public Safety. Chief, it's been a while. Thanks for being here with us.
Oh, thank you, Jenna, for having me. It's a pleasure.
What I have learned about our new partnership with AccuWeather is that this company is going to provide us with timely, accurate weather information that is going to pinpoint the tornadoes and other weather emergencies that we need to be aware of that are campus specific and not necessarily pertinent to the community as a whole. Is that the general idea?
Yeah, that's right. You know, what we've had before, as everyone that's lived here or been around MTSU for a while knows, is we occasionally will have severe weather. In particularly in the last few years, we've had several instances of tornadoes that have caused us some concern, not only on campus, but in the general community of Rutherford County as well. And while we have really appreciated our community's response in working with us to try to do the things that they need to do to be safer when we have issued tornado warnings, in the past, we've also seen that a number of times, probably the majority of times, that we have issued tornado warnings that really, from a practical sense, the university, the campus and some of the areas around it really have not been immediately threatened by those tornadic activities. And so going forward, what we hope to do is work with this company, AccuWeather, to provide a better service that's more reliable and accurate and that's very timely, not only for us, but for all the people that's in our community and the surrounding folks as well, so that when we issue a tornado warning alert from now on, folks in our community will know that it is a serious warning and that there is a feeling of imminency that they'll need to take action right then to make sure that they're safe.
We're talking about pinpointing weather emergencies that pertain to the MTSU campus itself, which is, did you say 535 acres the other day? Is that what it encompasses?
Yeah, that's approximately right, about 530 to 35 acres.
And then also Tennessee Miller Coliseum, which is out on Thompson here in town. And it will also take in, since they are so close to campus, the Fairview Building, which houses some classrooms and offices, as well as the Bank of America Building, which houses one of our centers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the advantage for us using AccuWeather alerts versus using the National Weather Service, which also, as people I'm sure know, issue tornado warnings, for there to be alerts issued because of what they have determined is a threat, is that the National Weather Service, because they have to monitor activities all across the United States, they have such a large area to cover. They have to break down their regions, the areas that they provide alerts to, into segments that we know of as counties. And because of that, that means that a tornado warning that's issued for Rutherford County might be very relevant to the southeastern corner of the county, or maybe the northwestern part, but never really approach or threaten MTSU. And so that's kind of led us to issue tornado warnings based on what National Weather Service has advised. But those warnings have not really been as specific and directed towards our community. And so with AccuWeather, we feel like we're getting a very polished and professional service and a company that utilizes meteorologists that are professionally trained 24 hours a day, that are watching our geography and that are alerting us in times of imminent danger or threat from the severe weather systems that can spawn up tornadoes, or where tornadoes already exist and are moving towards our campus.
People on campus will not have to take shelter and go through all of the machinations that they have to with building runners going from place to place, advising them of the emergency, with the RAVE alert emergency system going into place, sending text messages to people, emails, alerts on the web, all of the things that news and media relations and the Department of Public Safety do to try to get the word out that people need to take cover on campus, when in fact the tornado is going to cut a swatch across the other side of Rutherford County and not get anywhere near here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the type of thing that meteorologists call a null warning, an N-U-L-L, a null warning. And a null warning for meteorologists means that, yes, there is a danger from some sort of weather. In this case, we're talking about tornadoes. Yes, there is a real reason to issue a warning. However, that threat from that weather system is really not imminent for the particular area that you're talking about. So in this case, we have sent out a number of alerts before based on National Weather Service issuing tornado warnings. And while those warnings have been real and justified for the county, they haven't necessarily been a real event, a real justified situation for us, either at MTSU on campus or out at the Tennessee Miller location. And so we've recognized that. We know that when people are inconvenienced with the disruption, that going to a safer location or going to shelter, because of that, we want to minimize those null warnings, minimize those interruptions and that disruption as much as we possibly can, yet still provide a very safe and effective means by which to notify people when there really is an imminency involving a tornado or a system that could spawn up tornadoes.
We'll get a little bit deeper into this subject when we come back, but first a quick break on MTSU on the Record. Stay tuned.
The Middle Tennessee Writing Project is a program that fosters the effective teaching of writing to students in kindergarten through high school. The Writing Project hosts annual summer institutes where teacher participants teach and learn from each other. In addition, the Writing Project sponsors summer writers' camps for youngsters. MTSU is one of 185 sites of the National Writing Project and one of only two in Tennessee. This is Dr. Bobby Solley, Project Director.
For more details, visit mtsunews.com.
Chief Buddy Pfister is our guest today on MTSU on the Record. Where did the idea come from to join forces with AccuWeather? How did this start?
Well, actually, I suppose the story really goes back to 2006, because if we don't go back there, we can't really go forward enough to see where we started looking at a provider for this particular specialized type of service. But in 2006, back in April, there were several tornadic systems, I guess is really the best phraseology or phrase I know to use to describe what we experienced one Friday in that month of April, where we had a number of systems and a number of possible threats that actually came across our county, some over the campus. As far as we know, there were no tornadoes that actually touched down in our county that day. But there was a lot of activity around campus, especially. That was in the day where we had one tornado siren, and we only really had email by which to rather completely notify people on campus, and we weren't even really using email in a concerted effort to send out notifications to people. And so after that event or that day where it seemed like kind of a close call without really severe damage on campus of any type, Tom Tozer, who is the director of news and media relations, and I were tasked with trying to work towards a better notification system for severe weather. And so in going forward from that, over the past 5 to 6 years, we have been looking at ways to make our notification efforts better, more efficient, more effective. And it's not just been Tom and me, of course. I mean, we certainly are the small cog in this, or the small spoke in this cog. There's a lot of people on campus that have worked very diligently to help us in trying to work towards this means. But at any rate, we were able about a year and a half ago or so, we came across the idea of having someone to manage alerts for us. We spoke with meteorologists, higher education administrators, and we found out that this service existed, and it's something that actually Vanderbilt did use, and they had been very satisfied with the company that they had been working with, and it turns out that company is AccuWeather. And so we began down this road of looking into, is it plausible for us? Would it be reliable? And so we brought in some of the folks from AccuWeather. We had presentations. We searched out other companies and other opportunities. And the short of it is that MTSU was willing to move forward and to work with AccuWeather to provide real-time monitoring for our areas. And one of the things that this service will do is it will provide a very much a seriousness and urgency to tornado warnings that we issue now. And I think that will help people in our community to say, you know, we don't really like going to our safer places and stopping class or stopping work, but now we know that these alerts are very relevant to us, that they're being issued when there's an imminency that wasn't there before. And so we feel like this is just better service to people in the community and will work well with our overall mission, which is to keep people safe in potential times of danger.
And perhaps it should also be pointed out that it's not that MTSU has lost faith in the quality of the National Weather Service. It's just that it's mission. It is charged with providing up-to-date weather information to the entire populace, not to targeted communities like MTSU, which is paying for this service from AccuWeather.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we first started looking into the possibility of changing and we contacted the National Weather Service, they were very understanding, but they were also very honest, which is a good thing. And they said, you know, we really don't do this type of service for organizations or for communities. That's not our mission. It's not our purpose. They really aren't funded for it. They don't have enough personnel to do it. And that's not been their mission. Their mission started way back in the 50s or maybe even before that to really try to warn large areas of potential oncoming or deadly weather. And so that's been their ongoing mission. I think they do that very well. I think a lot of people would say that's true. But I think now with the technological advances that are there and the capabilities that are there, there's reason to go even further forward with notifications. And so that's what we're trying to do. Just because the National Weather Service, they really don't do the real-time monitoring for areas. You know, if you look at weather maps and some of the stuff on the Internet, you'll see updates every 4 to 6 to 8 minutes or something like that. The thing that we think is such an advantage with AccuWeather is once they make a notification to us in our dispatch center and we send out those notifications, we can get on the phone with the meteorologist there at AccuWeather and discuss what's going on or get advice or get information back and forth as this whole event transpires, so that not only can we hopefully weather the storm well with the advice of these professional meteorologists who are looking out for us, but they can also let us know when we're no longer in danger and the imminency is gone and we can issue all clears to our community.
Is there need for any new infrastructure, any new hardware, any new software, anything needing to be installed on campus to facilitate the AccuWeather relationship?
Well, there's nothing that we don't already have that we will need to provide going forward with AccuWeather. We've increased the number of tornado sirens on campus from 1 to 5, and we have a 6th tornado siren that's out at the Tennessee Miller Coliseum area. So we've already done some growth in the form of infrastructure. We already now have notifications through a company that we have a contract we work with to notify people via text and email and recorded voice phone calls that we work with to get notifications out not only about severe weather but other things. And, you know, now we're looking into Facebook and Twitter and some of those other things as well. But in order to utilize AccuWeather to its fullest, everything is in place. We just have to really begin the service.
We're going to pause for another brief period here, and we'll be right back with more MTSU on the Record after this.
Specialized training in forensic science prepares tomorrow's professionals through the Forensic Institute for Research and Education, or FIRE. The Forensic Anthropology Search and Recovery Team assists law enforcement with skeletal remains at crime scenes. Legendary forensic scientists provide lectures free to the public, and high school students work realistic crime scenes each summer at our CSI MTSU camp. I'm Dr. Hugh Berryman, Director of FIRE.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to MTSUnews.com.
Jenna Logue with you on MTSU on the Record. We're back with Chief Buddy Pfister talking about AccuWeather and how it is going to help convey messages about weather emergencies in a more timely manner. Chief, can you tell us how technically this works?
Well, AccuWeather will monitor our areas 24/7, and when there is a system or there's data or there's indications that they have that there is the possibility of a tornado or a tornado-like weather that's approaching us, they have a 20-minute threshold. So when a system like this is about 20 minutes away from us and it looks to be headed towards our geography, then AccuWeather will contact our dispatch center. They'll do this by text and then follow-up phone call to make sure that we're aware through either or both means that we know that there's a system that's heading our way. So we'll know approximately 20 minutes before a system could impact us. And at that point, our dispatchers will then send out the notifications via our RAVE system and also turn on our tornado sirens, both on campus and at Tennessee Miller. And what we've determined is that because Tennessee Miller and our campus, it's really not that far away as the crow flies, and so we feel like we have a little bit of an added bonus by having AccuWeather monitor both areas, which means the area in between will also be on their radar, and we feel like that will get the whole complement of our areas that are between here on campus and also out at Tennessee Miller, and that's kind of how it'll work.
In most municipal police departments, cops are not proactive when it comes to conveying weather information. They're reactive after the damage has been done and trying to help people, try to prevent looting and that sort of thing. How does this combine with your other mission, the more conventional peacekeeping mission of trying to keep people safe on campus?
I know that not everybody in our community is in love with the police department. It's just one of those things. We deal with confrontation and conflict, and we have to manage those things. We have to manage them well. Sometimes we have to make some decisions that aren't always popular with the person or people that we're immediately dealing with, but that's part of what we have to do in order to create a better environment for the greater good, and I think that that's something that we have to take very serious and continue to work towards bettering that. And that means being willing to change a bit and to do some things that we can do sometimes or be at least be a part of so that globally speaking, we're doing a better job. I think that's one of the things that's very important for us as a department is to understand that when we change a procedure or add a service, it might be something as simple or as benign as unlocking a car, or it could be something as advanced as some type of criminal investigation. But at any rate, you know, those kinds of things really impact people campus-wide. It may not immediately influence every single person, but our decisions have an impact across campus, and we have to understand that, and we have to take that into consideration when we're making decisions about what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. So from a certain standpoint, I don't think you can define law enforcement on a college campus, especially, as simply, here's a rule book and let's deal with everybody that's breaking a rule. I think it has to go well beyond that. You have to be involved in working with people to create a better environment. And that means doing things maybe a little bit outside of the box, or be willing to accept some responsibility, or at least take a role in some things that might not equate with everybody's concept of putting on a uniform or pinning on a badge.
It's an October 21st start date for AccuWeather. Until then, we'll be proceeding as we have been with our emergency weather notification processes. The community perception in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County has been that because the sirens are at MTSU, the sirens will be notifying everybody about every weather emergency that happens in the immediate area. When AccuWeather starts, that no longer will be true. So how does MTSU work with the community to help make them aware that this change is taking place?
Well, one of the things that we've looked at and talked with AccuWeather about is the general range of our tornado sirens. And so in looking at the notification areas that's incumbent on what we do, we wanted to let AccuWeather know of the sirens that we had and where they were, because our thought is that, yeah, just as you say, it's not like you step 5 feet off campus and you can't hear the tornado sirens. Quite on the other hand, it extends out a ways. And so we feel like that because AccuWeather does the same thing as such with our tornado sirens as with a monitoring type of situation, that will actually be a benefit for those neighboring areas around us. In other words, just because a system, if AccuWeather predicts a system's going to be 5 yards off campus and not come onto campus, that doesn't mean they're not going to alert us. They're going to look at systems, and as they reasonably approach us, they're not going to take any chances on something that, well, it looks like it might be close to campus, but we don't think it's going to hit. It won't be that type of thing at all. It'll be something where there's a real reason to look and believe that there's a tornado or tornado type of activity that's headed for us. And when I say us, you know, that's just like with the tornado sirens, how they reach out. We feel like the areas around us, generally the areas off campus that hear the tornado siren, will also be very protected by the way that AccuWeather does business. So we don't really think it's going to make any type of impact with the neighborhoods any different than it has before, other than when the tornado sirens go off, it's not going to mean that there's a tornado warning for the county. It's going to mean that there's an imminency. If you can hear those tornado sirens, it's really time to take it serious and to seek cover.
How many building runners do we have? And explain the role that the building runners play in this process.
On our campus, during the daytime, there's people in all these buildings. They're working, they're taking class, they're teaching class, they're doing all these things. How do we let these people know? Because at the time when this was first created, there was only one tornado siren on campus, and it didn't reach to every nook and cranny in every building. And so there was this thought of, how do we let people know? Because we didn't have text messaging and these other notification systems. And so the idea was, let's see if we can get a group of volunteers all across campus who, when they are notified that there's a tornado warning, will go and notify people in their area, in their hallway, along in their building, if it's a very small building, or at least in their area, that they can be responsible for, and tell them there's a tornado warning and where in that building they needed to go to be safer from the effects of a tornado should one touch down. And so we have continued with that group, and we have gotten feedback from across campus that even though there are those people that don't always work well with the building runners, that overall those people are very, very valuable to our campus, and they help people not only feel safe, but actually to be safe by letting them know where the safer place is and to letting people know what to do and that there is, in fact, a tornado warning. Even though there's text messaging now and voice calls and different things, they still play a very important role, and they're a valuable asset to us when it comes to making everyone as safe as they can be.
One more brief break. We'll be back with more MTSU on the Record after this.
Women in Science and Engineering, or WISE, helps college women prepare for and become involved in science-related careers. WISE nurtures women's interest in these fascinating and critical fields and provides mentoring and networking opportunities. The group's main goal is to assure women of their importance in all scientific and technical fields and to promote equal opportunity and treatment of women in science. I'm Dr. Judith Iriarte-Gross, WISE Advisor.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
Back on MTSU on the record, Buddy, remembering the Good Friday tornadoes of 2009, what was that day like for your department?
It was difficult for us. Although campus was not immediately impacted, what was impacted was communications in a lot of different ways. Cell phones were very sporadically working that day. Text messaging was working some. One of the things that is a benefit to us is that we had a radio system, and the officers were able to stay in touch, and our radio system did not go down. But, you know, it was still a little bit chaotic. We were out and still going across campus as usual as such, but our community was impacted because a lot of students, practically all staff and faculty don't live on campus. And so that means that they had to go home when the day's over, like they do today. And so on that day, there was concern about loved ones at home, about pets, about things, about houses, homes. Some of the folks that would work or go to school here were at home. They weren't on campus at that particular time, and so it really affected us as well, a little bit differently maybe than those neighborhoods that were immediately impacted, and it affected our police department a little bit differently than maybe Murfreesboro PD. But it turned out we ended up helping because the city PD called us and asked us later on that day if we could send some officers to come help them with as the initial recovery and cleanup efforts began, and we did that. We made the decision to do that for the next couple of 3 days until things got back enough to a normal status where they could kind of handle all the needs with their staff. We learned a little bit from that particular situation where if we ever had to deal with it ourselves, we feel like we got a little bit of insight into what we'd need to do.
AccuWeather goes into effect here on campus October 21st, and it's a way of augmenting or ramping up the notification process to people on a very big campus, 26,000 students, more than 2,000 employees. It's not easy to get everybody on the same page or the same playbook at the same time, is it?
No, it's really not. That's a big challenge. You know, and there may be some people that after we begin the AccuWeather service, maybe they'll hear that there's a tornado warning for the county and wonder why our tornado siren is not going off and why they haven't gotten a text message yet. And so this is part of our effort to try to let people be aware ahead of time that there's going to be a change come. It'll be a significant change, but again, one that we think will better our community in regards to the safe standards that we try to set every day.
Buddy, thanks for being our guest today on MTSU on the Record.
Thank you, Jen. I really appreciate it.
MTSU on the Record, a news and information program about Middle Tennessee State University, is produced by the university's Marketing and Communications Office, which is solely responsible for its content. Read more about MTSU at our website, mtsunews.com. Podcasts of this program are available at mtsunews.com and on iTunes.